Right.
Just a huge job. So this is really comfortable. It's got a big bathroom. It's got the permanent beds. It's got the permanent dinette with, you know, plenty of space and a decent kitchen. It's a very roomy and comfortable trailer.
Good. On just the domestic kind of things, keeping food in the fridge and getting the laundry and stuff done. I mean, in a full-time trailer, how can people think to do that?
Oh, laundry. Some of the campsites that we stay at have laundry facilities. We can do it there. Otherwise, I just find a local laundromat. When we were staying in Grass Valley near Nevada City, we just found a really nice local laundromat and did our laundry there. And usually laundromats are right near grocery stores, so what I do is I'll throw the wash in, go buy the non-perishables, come back, throw it in the dryer, go buy the perishables.
Oh, there you go. That's a trick.
Yeah. And then grab it out of the dryer and bring it home.
Oh, okay.
And so you save time. That way you don't spend the entire day doing laundry and grocery shopping. You kind of multitask it. Like I said, if we're at a campground that has a laundromat, the one that we stayed in on the Oregon... Oregon. The Oregon...
Oregon
coast. It's not Oregon, unless you're from New England.
That's okay. They got me in Worcestershire or whatever.
Worcester.
Okay. Just pretend it has no consonants in the middle at all.
Okay.
It's not Worcester. It's
all right. Worcester. That's what I said. Yeah, Worcester.
On the Oregon coast, I mean, they had a great laundry facility that we used when we were there.
You know, we talked about this quite a bit before we took the trip. You know, details like this, because we had 6 months to plan.
Right.
And you really need that, by the way. And I talked to some friends who had full-time for a year, and they said what they did is they bought all their clothes in shades of blue. Everything went with blue. It was blue, blue-green, blue-white, whatever. And that way, or maybe it was red, I can't remember, but anyway.
No, it was blue.
It was a color tone, and the point was that they never had to worry about what was clean and what was dirty because it all went together.
Right.
We never got that sophisticated about it. We just kind of picked out some clothes that we figured were appropriate to the climate and said, we'll buy it, whatever else we need as we go along.
Yeah.
And it's been a lot easier because you try to pack everything for four seasons in a trailer, you're doomed.
Right.
You can't fit it.
Yeah. So what we do is, you know, we basically packed three, well, you didn't, but I basically packed three of everything for every climate. You know, so like three long sleeve shirts, three short sleeve shirts, three pairs of short sleeves, long pants, that kind of thing. And and then you just do laundry once a week.
Okay.
Do we even do it that often?
Yeah, we do.
So it shows how involved I am. Usually,
I'm sure you're working hard away on the laptop on Wi-Fi somewhere.
It is true. It is absolutely true. No, actually what happens is we try to coordinate catch-up days or work days.
Yeah, we pick one day a week. That's the catch-up day.
Yeah, where we're going to sit down and say, okay, this is the day. I've got to catch up work. I've got a ton of stuff to do. And at the same time, Eleanor will say, okay, I'm going to take Emma and we're going to go grocery shopping and we're going to do the laundry. And usually in, you know, 48-hour period, we've caught up on everything we need to do. And then we're free again for a few days.
Okay.
So it's a division of labor is what makes it work when you have a kid.
Yeah, right. Plus, like when you go to the laundromat, it's awesome because you grab three washers.
Right.
You know, it's not like being at home where you have to do three separate loads of laundry. You know, the ducks go in one, the mediums, the whites. You grab all three, you do it all at the same time. And, you know, I've just done three loads of laundry in 45 minutes.
She gets very passionate about her laundry. We can talk about this all day.
Right.
No, but the funny thing is we keep getting questions on the blog about budgeting. You know, how did I budget for the trip? How did I budget for growth? There's no such thing as a budget.
Right.
Okay, you don't budget. A box of cereal home, and Rich eats Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Okay, that's his breakfast, okay? It's like every morning. You know, but I can buy a 25-ounce box of Kellogg's Raisin Bran at Price Chopper in Vermont for about $3.60. You know, we were in California, and it was almost $6.
Yeah.
For the same box of cereal.
Welcome to the Golden State.
Yeah, you know, I'm like,
we didn't know what the gold was referring
to. Right.
You know, it's like, OMG, you know, it's like, yeah. I can't spend $6 on a box of cereal.
Yeah.
And then, and our budget's been, it's the same thing with everything. You can just ballpark it. When we started the trip, I did some advanced budgeting a little bit, and I would talk about, okay, we'll spend this much on gas. And then a week after I did that, gas prices went to $3 a gallon, and that budget went out the window.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then we get out here, and we find out the box of Raisin Bran is twice as much, and everything does that. It fluctuates so much that budgeting...